Last time on Thornvale.
Bjorn's going to be like, start playing that music now.
And Sammy, you are back in your right mind.
Ah, yay!
You go to fireball this woman, and she puts her hand on your fist and closes it, and then twists really hard and breaks your wrist.
Did I just kill the blonde one?
You did.
You did kill the blonde one.
All on your own, too. I'm going to try and bury her face in the ground so that she can't call out.
But she kicks you in the head, and you are unconscious.
I am unstable. Oh.
You don't even have to tell me how much damage you do. You kill her.
Nice.
You shoot her in the head, and she goes down. And all of the fish people are on their backs. Are they okay?
They don't seem to be breathing. I'm going to have to hang up and see what I can do to get them to the water and hopefully survive.
Bring them here, and we'll see what we can do. Sammy, you're going to be the conduit for this one, all right?
Oh,
we're
going to
channel the magic into you, and then you got to channel it out, all right?
Okay.
These guys are heroes. You guys see the story. No one can really tell how it all went down, and she seemed very interested in someone named Sammy. And for a couple of weeks after that, Oliver and this woman met every single day to talk about Thornvale, to talk about Sammy, to talk about what was going on. And something in his pocket explodes, and you see a bright flash of light, and then he's gone. Sophia spends a few minutes visiting, and then she stands up and stands in the middle of the group. And she says, "Welcome to the Blackout Society. I am here to inform you that your contact has been reassigned and that you have been excommunicated. Sounds like you're going to need friends, Sammy."
Yeah, maybe I should stop lying to Elise about where I've been.
Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. I have had a terrible week. I hope you guys have had a better week. I felt like I got hit by a truck earlier in the week. I have literally not been able to get out of bed because my neck and my head hurt so bad. But
oh,
it is Saturday, and we are recording, and I feel slightly less awful. So we're gonna have fun with this one, and I will try not to take out my pain on you guys.
If it helps, Susanna, you are not the only one feeling a bit under the weather at
okay,
this point.
Okay, I'll be nice to Wesley, and I'll torture the other two.
Okay,
oh,
that's fair.
Thank you.
That doesn't sound fair at all.
Thank you.
No. I'll be nice, probably.
Probably.
Before we get started, I want to invite everyone to join us over on the Cast Junkie server on our channel. It has been super hopping lately, and oh, you know what? We need to talk about art, because we have been getting some amazing fan art lately, and
yes,
we need to talk about it. The two we've been getting the most from is our actual official artist, Nightsy on Twitter, has been giving us some really cool, she made these like low effort of all of the main PCs. So there's like low effort Sammy, low effort Bjorn, low effort Henry. They've got like some silly t-shirt on and they just look great. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, she says that they're low effort and I'm just like, man, like those look really good. Like I could never even like get the proportions right. Like I think they're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she meant that the characters were putting low effort into it.
Oh, okay.
I think like, obviously it's a good drawing.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I might have missed.
Yeah, they're great. It's like they... And the other one that we've had is SnakeQueen21, I think, on Twitter or Instagram. One of the two. It might be both. And she's been showing us some awesome artwork. She made an awesome portrait of
Bjorn.
Hold
on, it's SnakeQueen211.
211. I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you, Andrew. And she made us this awesome portrait of Bjorn. And now she's making...
Yes.
This just fantastic drawing of Wolf Bjorn chasing Henry through the air. And
yeah,
I cannot wait
amazing.
To see it. Guys, it's so cool. So go follow both of those awesome artists on Instagram and Twitter. They're super cool. I just had to mention that because we've been talking about it a lot on our Discord. I also wanted to talk about our merch. We have some awesome merch that you can buy. I personally am a huge fan of the Boozies stuff. You can get Boozies mugs and t-shirts. They have like "We Are Chaos" along the bottom of the shirt, and they're super cute looking. I really want one myself, actually. I'm actually wearing our Thornvale logo shirt right now, which is cool.
Ooh.
Finally, before I get started with this interesting arc.
Oh my.
I wanted to invite you all to join us over on Patreon. We are super, super close to being able to launch Andrew's show. We need one more person at the $7 level, and that'll put us over. Of course, if you join at the $7 level, you get stickers, which is cool. Our stickers just came in a little while ago, and you get some stickers every time you join us. So join us over there, and you'll get access to Andrew's new show as soon as you join, because as soon as we get that last person, that show's going to come out. So I can't wait for everyone to hear it, because it is so, so good. So if you want to
really
be that person
really
that puts
is.
Us over that level, you can join us at the $7 level, or you can just join us at the $5 level, and we'll need one more person.
Yeah. I was going to say a bunch of stuff about it, but I just had Susanna geek out about it for me instead. So I don't even have to plug my own show because she just did a good job.
It's so good, guys.
It is. It's really good.
It's fantastic. I really want people to hear it because it's awesome. So
I just appreciate the fact that all our characters on that one are so entirely different from these characters.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like, you could never tell.
They're totally different from this, and they're totally different from Fractured Futures, which should have ended by now, I think.
Hopefully.
Bad
I don't
math.
Know. Maybe.
Anyways. The final thing that I want to talk about before we get started is that, guys, this is episode 50.
Woohoo!
Ooh, nice.
Woo!
Yeah!
Which is just nuts to me. Like, wow, we are at episode 50 of this show. Technically speaking, with all of the bonus content and the debriefs, episode 50 was a while ago, but it's fine.
This is the official
episode 50
of
the show.
150,
so
episode 50.
I am super excited about it, and I am excited to find out where this arc goes, because I have got something special for you guys.
Oh my gosh, no.
With that said, let's go ahead and get into it. I want to know what you guys have been doing since the last week. It's about a week since the Siren arc. I want to know what you guys have been doing in that time. We are going to start with Henry. Henry, what have you been doing in this week in between these two arcs?
With a week to recuperate and reflect on things, Henry has, especially after the way he ended the arc with, let's be honest, being completely useless for the majority end of it, despite the fact that he did kill the one siren, which was awesome, but then he was knocked out, and it was like that for,
a while.
I think almost an entire episode. Anyway.
Ah, it was just the end of it.
He did
like
that.
10 minutes.
But since then, he's started to rethink things, and he has actually spent a fair amount of this time talking with Stanley and Miguel, because he wants to, especially Miguel, because he's come to him, and he's basically the gist of what he said was, hey, I was knocked out at the end of this, and it seems that all too often I'm the one having to be rescued, and I don't particularly want to be stuck that way anymore. What can you do to help me?
What do you want them to do to help you?
Well, that's why he went to Miguel too, because he knows that he's not, you know, he doesn't have body armor or anything like Bjorn does, and he's somewhat, I'd want to say he's like basic trained, but not like he never really took it seriously much. And now, or at least I don't think his father I don't think any time before now he would have been like, okay, now we're going to actually train you in how to defend yourself. Like, does that make sense to you guys? I don't think he would have had something like that.
No, I definitely don't think you would have learned anything to that extent before you were in Thornvale.
Yeah, yeah. And so he goes to Stanley and he asks basically in hand to hand, he wants to basically he says, you know, you did this when you were around my age, you had to know something, or you know, you had to know how to at least defend yourself. And then that's what he asks for from Stanley. And then when he goes to Miguel, he is asking basically for some form of further protection, because versus the other two who have serious magical reserve and you know, FBI training and armor, he doesn't really have a ton of that, and he doesn't want to end up on the brink of death yet again, like he has on multiple occasions.
So
you need to be more specific than that, or
no? It's not that. It's that what you're asking for is basically gear.
True, but if it's, you know, if that's, you know, I would understand if mechanically that's not possible. But
I'm gonna read through the getting new gear section.
Yeah,
you can, if you want to get something that you could just buy, then just buy it. You can also get new gear when you take certain improvements. If you want something that you couldn't just buy, like a flamethrower, magical artifact, or something you don't have resources to get, then you need to do something special, like call in a favor or steal it. Tell the keeper what you're doing and play through the acquisition attempt to see how well it works. The same thing can apply for an ally, a team, or a team under your command, or something else hard to arrange, like the Expert's Haven. If you do everything necessary to get new gear, then you get it, even without using an improvement or anything like that. So I guess there's nothing specific saying that you can't just go buy a leather jacket. You know, I it's just that your character isn't really meant to do that sort of thing. And more than that, it kind of takes a feather out of my cap, because it means that I can't make anything that has one harm. I don't know. I'm going to leave it up to you. If you want to get something that has, you know, one armor, then I'm okay with that. If you want to wear like a jacket or something, or you can have Miguel give you like some kind of like under armor, you know, I would be okay with that. But it just means that whatever you guys fight are going to automatically be a lot harder.
You could have Miguel teach you a defense spell.
Oh. Well, it's was the other thing I thought of. I thought of either, you know, hand to hand with Stanley or being taught on my magical side by Miguel, because I do have the magic. It's just I don't use it that much, which, you know, just because I'm hit or miss on the magic. But I think Henry probably would have gone to Miguel and asked about, you know, what sort of, are there any spells you might be able to teach? And he's like, I know magic's not my strong suit, but hey, I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but better to know in the case of, so.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't give you anything mechanically here.
Okay.
I don't think.
No, it's fine.
That's not something that I can give you. If you want to go ahead and have Miguel teach you something, then that would just be a narrative thing. Like, I can't just like, I can't like give you plus one to your weird. That won't really matter.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what he's getting at is, could he like learn the word to a new spell and maybe start training on it?
Or do you definitely learn the word to a new spell. Obviously, like you haven't. If you want to go ahead and run through the magical effects and see if there is something on that effect list, because obviously, like I have you guys roll. You know, if you don't know something, I make you roll extra. You know. So if there's something, I think what you're kind of looking for, probably bar a place or portal to a specific person or a type of creature would be the most useful for you, because you could, you know, you could bar a creature from getting to you and then you could be able to shoot beyond it. And I think that makes the most sense. If you want to like have Miguel help you work on that, then that magic spell is going to be easier to you, because I'm not going to make you roll anything extra for it. You're just going to have to roll use magic.
Okay.
Because that's something that I know you can do with your magic.
That's true. And yeah, besides that, the only other thing I thought of would be that Henry might, especially after I was doing a re-listen on previous episodes, and he had resolved to investigate Sammy's mark more on his own time. So that's also what he's been doing during this week.
Yeah, let me get back to that in a second. I think if you're going to be working with Miguel, you probably, or if working with Stanley on like hand-to-hand type stuff, I think his big issue is to tell you absolutely no, not try to get in hand-to-hand combat with monsters. You have a gun, you're getting better at using it, please stop trying to hit monsters. Like, I think what Stanley wants you to do is stay away from the monster. Use the bar portal spell from Miguel. Use that and stay behind where the monsters are. Try to avoid getting them to get to you and use that sneak attack that you have, because that is unbelievably overpowered.
It is.
You two-shot my pig monster last time, and I was still real salty about that. But that would be what Stanley wants you to do, is he wants you to try to get into position more where you can use that. And obviously, like, you may need to roll something when you try to do that, but that would be Stanley's recommendation, is that you learn more how to be sneaky and learn to use your sneak attack.
And he, you know, sort of reluctantly but understandably is like, yeah, I know. This would be like an absolute last resort, man.
Yeah. So go ahead and write down that you have an extra armor. I don't think there's any reason you can't have that. I'm not giving you any more, but...
I don't think Miguel
would totally have something that you could put under your shirt or whatever to make sure that you have an extra piece of armor. I'm not going to say it's going to be the most stable thing. Like, if you want Miguel to also teach you how to do the magic, I don't think he has any problem with that. He can also do that, but I really don't think there's any reason you can't have that. So...
Okay, then I want to ask everybody else, if I do the one up on armor, is everyone else okay with that? Because it is going to inversely affect the level of monsters.
I'm okay with that.
It's fine with me.
And it's only one armor. I mean, she's not going to do anything drastic. I mean, yeah, she'll make them hit harder, but I would rather have that and you have some level of armor than none, and then you get hit by some big move with no kind of way to knock it down, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
What do we
want to
say
here,
that is
armor.
Just narratively, you know, what is the object that you got?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to Wesley. What type of armor would you get? Remember, it's summer in Florida.
Well, it is. Okay. Stay with me here. I'm using this as an example. Did anyone ever make in school? Did anyone ever make that really weird goo stuff that's got the cornstarch in it?
Non-Newtonian fluid.
If you.
Yes.
Yes. You hit it hard and it firms up and then you don't, and it's like a, yeah, whatever it is. So I would like to think that Miguel, maybe from his time previously, maybe Stanley's, I would like to think it's like, it's not of course impenetrable, but, it can stand up to a good hit. And it's more like a, kind of like a, I want to say like a skin, like sort of skin tight, like he can wear it like a second skin under his outfit. Like,
is it like a vest?
You could call it vest or
like an Under Armour.
Like, I'm not sure
shirt?
Like narratively like... what it would be made from, but
yeah, we'll say he gives you some sort of weird squishy vest.
I have a squishy vest. Oh, okay. Or if we want to be really, really meta, we could be like, yes, and then he wrote on it, Henry flexed and the sleeve fell off.
So I'll post it later, or I may have already posted it by now, and you could go look it up. But Nightseer artist drew one of her low energy or low effort Henry was Henry with a tank top on that said, I flexed and the sleeves fell off.
Yeah.
Not that this would actually be written on there, but I'm thinking some sort of like a silvery gray color that's like a sort
yeah,
of like
I
a
like
vest.
It. Okay,
yeah.
So you have an Under Armour vest now that says I flexed and the sleeves fell off, because that's the base that
yes.
Miguel used to make this.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're saying that like basically it's made out of like some kind of specialty material that Miguel was working on. That...
Yeah. He like pulls it out and he says, "Well, this will probably work." Let me know if it doesn't. I mean, you'll probably be dead if it doesn't, but yeah. So, all right, cool.
I could just imagine him, this being one of his, like, experimental things that he's like, I never had a reason to actually use it, but hey, tell me if it works.
It's got the slits cut in the back, right?
Yeah, of course it's got the slits cut in the back.
I just
yes, of course it does.
They're dragons.
Like all Henry's shirts do. All Henry's shirts do.
Right,
now.
Okay. So, yeah. So you spend your week with Miguel and Stanley training and getting ready for whatever the next thing is.
He also teaches the spell.
Yeah, and
I think.
you can go ahead and count that bar portal as a spell that you know really well now. So,
okay.
I'm not going to give any bonuses on it, but, you know, that's a thing you know now.
Yeah.
Narratively speaking.
Awesome.
All right. Sammy's had a tough couple of weeks. I want to know what Sammy's doing.
Drinking. One thing that she definitely did while she was like drinking was that she got out her phone and she texted someone named Will. All she said was, I'm sorry. But she definitely wouldn't have done that if she were sober. So that's something
who's
that she
Will?
Did. I don't know who's
Will. You want to tell them who Will is?
Yeah.
Will is her mentor that trained her from the Order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was like the person that trained her. So she texts him, I'm sorry.
Is he like around here somewhere, or is he like somewhere else, like outside of Thornvale?
Sammy doesn't know where he is.
Oh, okay.
And
he trained her in Thornvale, but yeah, she does not know where he is now.
He came to Thornvale to train her and then left, and she like literally hasn't contacted him in like years, like since she first started going out on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think you don't get a message right away, but you do get a message probably a day or two later, and that message is me too.
Aww. Makes me sad. I don't think she'll respond to it. Something else that she is trying to practice with Miguel is more of like, I want to say like mental magic.
Okay.
Mechanically wise, underused magic, one of them is observe another place or time. I think she's trying to focus on learning that a little bit more with Miguel.
Absolutely. All right, let's actually play through this a little bit.
Okay.
Because I want you to have that conversation with Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
So you come up to Miguel, he's working on his workbench, and what do you say to him?
Miguel, I have a question for you. I want your help.
All right, shoot.
So, you know how I have this sense where I can kind of focus and find things or just get a general sense of what's going to happen? We call it my third eye.
The third eye, yeah.
I was wondering if you knew of a way that I can, like, hone that to be more specific so that I can actually look at, you know, look at other places and actually see what I need to see right in front of me.
And he's quiet for a couple of seconds. And then I think he slowly starts to nod, and he gives you a somewhat skeptical look. And he says, well, my wife had the third eye, so I'm a little familiar with it, and I can give you an idea of where to go, but it's not really my specialty. So, yeah, there are ways that you can extend it out. Now, you need to keep in mind, it's dangerous. If you don't know what you're doing, you're just broadcasting your location. You're safe here. I mean, you know, magical signals don't come in or out of this place. But you need to be careful. If you use it out in the wild, you're basically broadcasting your location to anyone who's, well, anyone who's looking. If you're trying to look for a different place and time, well, I just hope you're prepared to for what you're looking for, to see what you want to find.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll try to only use it here if I can even figure out how to do it.
All right. And now, Sammy, I want you to roll weird to see how this training goes.
Uh-oh. I got an 8.
An 8. You get a glitch.
Yeah. So I'm going to succeed, right, in like the training, but
yes.
I think
this is the first time you've done the training mm-hmm. and you're actually using this. What are you looking for? What's the first thing you try to do just to like test this out?
I think the first thing that she does is try to see, like, check on Anthony.
Anthony, okay. All right, yeah.
And I think the thing that makes the most sense is actually, like, take one harm, almost like a psychic harm that ignores armor.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you are sitting there, you are trying to look in on Anthony. You're trying to look in on him, like, at the second, right?
Yeah, so I'm basically just trying to make sure he's okay because they told me he was like reassigned and I haven't heard anything from him, I would assume. So
you see Anthony sitting outside of a room. You don't see much around him, but you can see him, and he is sitting in a chair, in a row of chairs against a wall, and he's just kind of sitting there. He has his hands tightly clasped together. And you can see his leg is popping up and down like he's nervous. And you hear someone in the distance say, "Blue, it's your turn." And then Anthony gulps and he stands up and the vision ends.
Oh no.
And you get a massive bit of psychic backlash.
Yikes.
You take one harm, ignore armor.
Okay.
All right.
So I think...
Do with that information what you will.
Yeah, I think narratively, she'll kind of approach it almost like meditation. So like every morning she's going to get up and attempt to like just like focus her energy into like this like, I don't know, magical state. Or like meditate in order to focus on her third eye. So I think that's narratively okay. What she's doing at this point.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Cool, cool. Did you want to do anything else during this week?
Yeah, so the one other thing I think Sammy would do is try to get a hold of her mom using magic. Like, this is the whole point of her learning to observe another place or time, is essentially all because right. She wants to talk to her mom. And they have, like, a magical right. connection. Like, she said specifically that they're connected. So I'm almost wondering if she can, like, use that as, like, a channel to talk to her mom.
Okay. Go ahead. Roll weird.
Okay. I got another 8.
All right, get another glitch.
I don't know. I want to talk to her. If it even works.
Well, you did that. I yeah. just want to know how this goes badly.
I'm going to go with problematic side effect.
My favorite.
Yes.
All right. Give me a second.
You're welcome. I don't oh, want boy. the my reasoning is I don't want the duration to be affected, and I don't want the effect to be like weakened, and I don't want to hurt myself anymore, and I don't want to draw unwelcome attention. So that's the last one.
That's fair. It's good reasoning.
And you're doing this in your room?
Yes.
Okay.
My room at the fort that I've been staying in for the past couple of weeks.
You want a problematic side effect.
Yes.
I don't think she wants one. I think she has chosen that she needs to pick one.
Yes. That's
that's her choice.
That's the one that logic has led me to, even though I don't really want it.
All right. The problematic side effect is that you are going to be able to reach your mom, and you will be able to hear what she has to say and see her, and she will be able to see you, but you are not going to be able to talk.
Man, dang it. Okay.
So what you see is you see your mom. Again, it's in this sort of narrow focus where nothing else seems to be in focus, but you can see her. And she is sitting in a car. And she's just kind of sitting in the car. The car doesn't seem to be moving as far as you can tell. She's not moving like she is moving. And you can see the steer wheel in front of her, and she's kind of tapping the steer wheel as she's listening to a song. And then you see her freeze. And she turns to the side, and she looks at you like you're in the passenger seat. And she looks terrified. And she says, "Sammy? What are you doing here?"
Oh, boy.
I don't think Sammy, obviously Sammy doesn't realize that she can't hear her.
Yeah, so but what does she say?
She's like, you sent someone for me. I need to know what's going on. Witches are coming, or?
As soon as she realizes that she can't hear you, she looks around quickly and she says, "I would love to talk to you, but I can't right now. You are putting me in a very dangerous situation." And then you hear a gunshot. And then you don't see anything.
Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Oh no.
Man.
That, wow. As if she needed more things
gonna say,
to worry
both
about.
Both her things didn't go well at all.
Wow, okay.
Now it's entirely possible she got her mother shot because she had to do a phone call.
Oh gosh.
All right.
Well, that's what Sammy was doing this week, so... That's what happened.
Sammy, I think this is where we come in to you on this day. You get a knock on your door after doing your morning meditation. And Stanley, you hear Stanley say, "It's me."
Yeah.
You're still staying at the fort, right?
Yeah, I'm still at the fort.
Okay. Stanley comes in and he says, "I got something, weird for you guys. Just give me a second. I'm going to go get Bjorn. And then meet me in the situation room, all right?"
Okay, yeah.
And I think, like, Henry was, like, trailing behind him, yeah. I guess.
Henry was trailing behind, okay. And you guys go out. And Bjorn is probably in the room next door. I think they've probably given you a real room right now. But the thing that I need to talk about with Bjorn is that the full moon is tomorrow.
So it's my time of the month, eh?
Boy.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You are not under the effects yet of the full moon, but you are starting to feel those urges.
Mm-hmm.
You want to transform. You want to hunt. Your beard is growing faster than normal. What are you doing to prepare for this event?
Oh, boy. Well, am I not going to get a, like a during the last week thing or...
Did you want to do anything in particular in the last week?
I mean, I just felt like it would be important to note that I once again, like, falsified my report to back home.
Of course. That's kind of a gimme at this
point. That's kind of a gimme at this point. This particular one, though, I told them that, like, there wasn't any need to, like, have a cover-up because the way that I wrote it was that, like, the nature of the monster made those people not remember anything.
Yeah.
Obviously, I left all the magical stuff out about transforming and, like, them seeing me and all that. I just told them, like, hey, like, people got lured by the siren, but once I killed the siren, they, like, came out of it and were fine. And, like, the rescuers that got captured just assumed that they all somehow forgot that they made it to the island with the stranded sailors and saved them all. So, all
right.
I basically like tell them it sorted itself out. So there's no need for us to step in this time.
Yeah. All right.
Beyond that, I think the only other thing I would have been doing, like, I think Bjorn would have loved to like just go relax on a beach again or like just go, you know, have fun for a little bit. And just kind of take his mind off of things. But because it was approaching this time of the month, I think, like, for the last week, he's been, like, in order to prepare for the fact that he's going to transform, I almost think he would have asked Miguel and Stanley to, like, lock him up in a room so he could, like, try and, like, force transform himself just to see what happens and see if
interesting.
He can, like, control himself.
Oh, boy.
Roll cool. Let's see how this went.
Because I think in his mind, he's like, I'm going to have to face this eventually. Like, I'm going to have to transform at some point, and I need to see how I react under those conditions.
Okay, go ahead and roll cool.
I rolled a 12.
Ooh. All right, you do really well. Whoa. This is probably a couple of days before the full moon, because I don't think you'd want to transform too close
to
it.
No, yeah, I think I was doing this like earlier in the week, yeah.
Yeah, but you are able to transform, and for the most part, you can keep your faculties in this transformed condition.
Okay.
You get the idea. Ooh. That is not going to be the case during the full moon, but mm-hmm. for now, you are able to transform at will.
Okay.
If you need to.
And, like, do I feel the urge while transformed?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you do.
But I'm able to keep my cool enough to not...
For the time being, yes.
For the time being.
But yeah, I there's feel nothing like... in here to hunt... or get to, so that makes it a lot easier as well.
Okay. So I get the impression that if, like, I had something that I could go hunt...
You would need to go after it.
I would need to go after it, even though it's not the full moon.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
So essentially, I can never use this with the team. At least not right now.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Well, what if the witches show up, and then they run, and then you change, and we're just like... Sick of Bjorn.
I have one more thing. I'm thinking that, like, earlier, I'm doing this earlier in the week and I make this realization. Like, I feel like I can hold my cool, but I need to hunt stuff. I'm wondering if we can, like, bump this up a notch and find a room where I can see somebody else on the team and, like, not actually get to them, but, like, have them there as a temptation, so to speak, and see if. I volunteer, you know.
Oh yeah, like, I think like you could definitely do that.
Is there like a room with like a cage or something that I would like, you know, not be able to actually get through?
I volunteer as tribute.
This could be a terrible idea, but I think Bjorn definitely wants to know like just how bad these urges are going to be with the team around.
All right,
like his connection maybe with these people.
You transform, yeah, you know. And you are sitting in sort of what looks like an interrogation room almost.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, you have your faculties, and you can see Sammy in the glass across this room. Like, there's a big glass wall in the way. They keep this room for kind of like watching interrogations, and you're on the other side of it. Basically, Sammy is in the interrogation room, and you're on the other side.
Oh, okay, right. I'm on the other side of that double glass.
Yeah, you're in a pretty pretty secure room, regardless. But I want you to roll Act Under Pressure for me.
All right, that is an 8.
That is an 8.
Oh, boy.
Which is actually, like, the perfect roll, because I want to know how I do when I'm not, like, just acing rolls, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a failure will be a failure, but, like, me as, like, a player, like, I want to know, like, how bad I'm going to be when I'm not full successing.
Yeah. I also want to know if Bjorn's doing anything about Oliver in the past week.
Oh, I would have... maybe been trying to do stuff, but like the last time I tried to find him, I wasn't very successful, so
maybe I should have had Sammy look for Oliver too.
Yeah, I'll talk about that in a little bit. I think the werewolf thing would have been
yeah.
Okay, so for the future, I think this is under your pure drive. Mm-hmm. You have one emotion that rules you. Yours is hunger. It's the need to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And you rolled, there is nothing that says exactly what happens on the Act Under Pressure. When you have a chance to indulge in the emotion, you must do it immediately or act under pressure to resist. It doesn't say what happens on a mixed success.
Okay.
So what I'm going to say is that you're going to get a negative, you're basically going to get a condition from this. You're going to have a -1 to help out and protect someone. Because it will be much more difficult to help someone if you are in this condition. So keep that in mind.
Okay. So I've resisted the urge, but it's also like I have to fight that urge not to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
So trying to help that person is even harder because
bad
I'm just
idea.
Being close to them. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So keep in mind, if you get a mixed success on this roll, you will have a -1 on help out or protect someone.
So in the future, yeah, the fee.
You might want to write that down on your list.
I'll write that down. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that went fairly well. And before we move on, I have to admit something that I realized a couple days ago, is that I have shortchanged you guys' experience points.
Oh, that's right!
Because we have not done the end of session.
Oh, that is right. For, like, how long?
You
Since the nightmare arc.
Okay, oh no. Wow.
We did it at the end of the boozies, I'm fairly certain.
That we didn't do it at the end of the nightmare.
But we did not do it at the end of the nightmare arc. No, we didn't do it at the Bjorn arc. We didn't do it on the sirens.
At the end of the boozies, because I specifically remember us saying we didn't succeed.
Yeah, you didn't succeed.
Away,
so
right?
I'm going to run through these real quick and help you guys out. So for the nightmare arc, did we conclude the current mystery? Yes. Did we save someone from certain death or worse?
Hell yes.
Yes.
Yeah, most likely. If we're counting you guys, definitely. You could probably also count the mayor because he was going to come back.
Yeah.
Did we learn something new and important about the world? No.
Not really.
I don't think so.
Yeah, not about the world itself.
Did we learn something new and important about the hunters? Definitely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so for that, you guys get 2 points of experience. This is going to level you guys up several times, I think. And, okay, moving on. For the Bjorn arc, did we conclude the current mystery?
Yes.
Did we save someone from certain death or worse? Almost certainly.
Yes.
Did we learn something new and important about the world? Definitely.
Yeah.
Werewolves.
Yes.
Lots
werewolves.
Of information about werewolves.
Yeah.
And witches.
And witches. Did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
We learned that Bjorn was a werewolf.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter. 3 or 4 both gets you 2 points. So mark another 2 experience points.
I leveled up.
Yeah, okay.
I also just leveled
just
up.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
We'll keep going. And, yeah.
And finally, for the Siren's arc, did we conclude the current mystery? Yes. Did we save someone from certain death or worse? Certainly.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Did we learn something new and important about the world? I don't think so.
No, not
we
really.
We learned that Oliver likes metal music, and that is very important.
That's
it
true.
Is not. Actually, you know what? If we're counting just stuff we learned in the arc, you guys now know about the Blackout Society.
Blackout Society, I was going to say. Yeah,
so I will give you that one. And did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
We the players do know, which is what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's fair, yeah.
Did we learn something new and important about the hunters?
That we failed at...
It doesn't really matter because you got the other one. So just take 2 more points of experience.
Okay.
Did anyone level up?
Me.
Well, we all definitely had to level up once from that.
You had to at least level up once.
Hold on.
I'm curious if anyone leveled up twice.
No.
Okay, so that's 6 points total, right? Okay, let me count that up.
And I am sorry that I forgot these. I just realized I was like sleeping and I was like trying to go to sleep the other day. And I was like, oh no. So I wanted to make sure I got that done at some point during this episode. Since this is mostly something of a transitional episode between two arcs.
So I just think I need to say now that this is my 6th level up. So I just upgraded or switched playbooks to the Spellslinger at the end of the Nightmare arc. And I already have advanced improvements unlocked.
Man.
It's only been 2 arcs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I leveled up nearly twice. All right,
what are you guys going to take
for
your level ups?
1 point away from total. Wow.
I'm taking +1 to weird, so I now have +3 weird.
Okay, that's very good for you.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not sure it'll help with your rolls, but it's
we'll
good
see.
For
you.
And now I have, thanks to that last level up, I now have unlocked advanced moves.
Oh, exciting.
You just now got advanced improvements.
Just now.
So what did you
just
take
now.
For your level
Man.
Up then? Yeah, guys, this is Wesley's first playbook.
I've not changed a playbook. I have been in the same one since day one.
It should tell you how well he rolls. All right.
This is not fair.
Okay. I believe as advanced, you can up your tough. Isn't that right?
Because you can pick 1 to any rating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Wait a minute. I might have had it previously unlocked, though, because I have the +1 to any rating, maximum of 3, already marked on advanced, which is weird.
You know, I think you did because remember you upgraded a move that wasn't actually something you could upgrade, and then when you got the advancements unlocked, didn't you advance?
Okay, so this is your second one after that, then.
Still.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was confused because according to my notes, I still had it written as next advancement is advancement.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
we'll make sure to fix that. But so, what are you gonna take now?
I'm going to Let me. I'm gonna upgrade one of my basics for
it's
sure.
It's still ridiculous. You've only had one. You know.
Yeah. I'm trying to make these a little bit more even, so I'm going to up my Since I learned that spell from Miguel, I think I'm gonna take my weird and up it by one.
You can't upgrade your ratings anymore if you already have one.
Yeah, if you already did plus one to any rating, you can't do that again.
You can't do that twice.
Ah, for shame.
Even
okay.
If he's using the advanced one that says plus one to any rating,
you only get one. He's already ticked it.
Oh, did
yeah,
he?
I've already marked it. So gotcha. I wouldn't have marked it unless I already had it.
Personally, I would advance two of your basic.
Yeah, advance two basics.
So yeah, I think I will. I will advance two basics. Okay, I will advance.
You know what'd be really helpful for you guys if you advance the sharp moves.
Yeah,
I think I will. I'm not because like how high can you make that though?
I was gonna say I used to have those ones, but I don't anymore.
Yeah,
because I'm not that.
That's the next
anymore.
Thing I'm probably gonna do because this is actually my sixth level up, so I could have taken an advanced improvement this time, but I wanted to up my weird.
Yes, I'm gonna take my two basics. Let's see. I'm definitely doing investigate a mystery. That's one of them. And. Yeah, read a bad situation. I'll do that one, too.
Okay. I'm going to click the advanced two basic moves for you. All right, cool. So that's Wesley. Andrew.
So I'm, like, really torn. I kind of want to take plus one to sharp just because my sharp's only one right now, and I used to be pretty good at that. So I kind of want to do that just to make my stats kind of, like, where I feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've got some really good stuff if I like take another monstrous move, or another option is take a natural attacks pick. So like monstrous move, some of the ones I'm looking at are Unquenchable Vitality, which is basically like a better version of Medic for just me.
Ooh.
So like the 7 and 9 and the 10 plus option will always stabilize. It's just a matter of if I get one or two harm back.
That's cool.
So like I would be better at healing myself. But I kind of already have that with the medic. But then another one is like Claws of the Beast. Your natural attacks deal plus one harm. So that would make me really good if I do turn into a werewolf. But it could be a double-edged sword because it could make me better at killing you guys.
yeah.
And then like the extra attack picks, like I can like add one harm to one of the bases, or I can ignore armor as one of like one of my bases could also ignore armor. Or I could, like, extend the range of one of my bases, which I don't think I'd ever do that one because it doesn't make sense for my claws or my bite to reach farther. But someday I might do one of those. After thinking about it, like, I could either hedge my bets that I'm going to transform and want to be better at it, or I could... I think I'm just going to... You know what? I think I've talked myself into just increasing my sharp by one because that will always help me, whereas the other one, like... could help me if I transform, but I'm trying not to if I can avoid it right now. So
okay,
and I'm already kind of a beast as a flying armored werewolf.
You
anyway,
are a beastie boy.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna take the sharp plus one, which now brings my total stat block to minus one charm, two cool, two sharp, zero tough, and three weird.
Okay.
And I feel better about that because I don't need the tough anymore because I roll kick some ass with weird. So.
Is that everyone?
I think so. I only leveled up once.
Yeah, I only leveled up once, too.
All right, so we are bringing back to Hannah. You have just gone out into the hallway. Wesley is following Hannah. Or rather, Henry is following Sammy. And
well, real quick before we get to that, the only other thing I was going to say was I was going to say that I did some research on Oliver just as like a general thing I did throughout the week.
Okay.
Because I know last time I didn't find anything on him. I'm more concerned with finding videos of siren attacks and us being in it.
You find none.
Okay. So he's at least not spreading it throughout the world.
Yep.
There's going to be a reckoning someday. I can't believe I let him get away a second time.
You did.
I feel like Sammy probably followed him on Instagram now that she can.
So Bjorn was up next. Stanley goes and knocks on Bjorn's door and says, "You decent?"
"Yep, I'm good."
All right, he opens up the door and says, "Got something weird for you. If you could follow me, we're going to go talk about it," basically.
All right.
It's my throat's bothering me. I don't want to do Stanley's voice.
Yeah, that's fine. Bjorn will comply and he will
follow me.
Stanley.
We're going to go talk about it.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's see if I can get this voice down. So you guys are taken back to the Situation Room, and you see that Stanley has, on the big screen, has paused a news broadcast. and he beckons you guys to sit down. And as soon as you do, he begins the news broadcast. And this is what you hear. A young woman on the screen, holding a microphone, begins to talk.
We are here at the Thornvale Paranormal Museum in the heart of downtown West Thornvale, where something strange has occurred. Let's talk to someone who witnessed the strange event.
The newscaster walks up to a tall, lanky man with half-closed eyes and says,
"Excuse me, sir, can you tell me what happened here?"
He looks up lazily and says,
Sure. I was giving my noon tour, and these two teenagers snuck off. They thought I didn't notice. I just didn't care. Well, anyway, they came running out of the primate section, just freaking out. And everyone panicked.
What happened, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the kids put the monkeys on an RC car or something, drove them towards us. Once everyone had left, the monkeys were destroyed, just stuffing everywhere. I'm sure boss is going to be thrilled about that.
Thank you so much,
the newscaster says.
Back to you.
Just as she is about to give it back to the anchor, a wild-haired teenage boy pushes her aside and grabs the mic. He's lying! He's covering it up! That thing was alive! It was alive! At that, Stanley stops the recording, pausing it on the boy's crazed eyes. And he turns to you. The police have already been down and investigated this. They took away what was left of the sort of stuffed monkey monster thing that was down there. I don't know what's going on here, but that kid looked freaked, and I doubt he'd be freaked by a monkey on an RC car. So I think this is something you guys need to look into. What do you say?
So Bjorn's just kind of like sitting there, like arms crossed, like one hand up, kind of just like, you know, in that thinking pose. And he's like, yeah, I definitely agree. I think this is something, you know, it definitely seems right up our alley.
Okay. And he tells you guys that this happened this morning and it is currently about noon. Like he said, the police have already been here and left and there wasn't really much to talk about this. So if you guys want to go ahead and go down there, you can. What do you guys want to do?
Henry sort of has that thinking look, you know, his forehead's wrinkled a little, he's thinking, and he just voices just out loud, he goes, well, I mean, it could be something, could be nothing. I mean, you saw the look on that kid's face, he either saw something that really scared him, or he's a really good actor.
Sounds like some serious monkey business.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, that's the episode title.
There it is.
I just high-fived myself. Don't worry.
Yeah. That was actually...
If I was there, I'd high-five you.
Thank you.
Much to Susanna's displeasure.
Oh, that's a bad one. All right. What are you guys going to do?
So Bjorn's thinking about it, and he's like, well... He's like turning to the other two. He's like, well, for once, it seems like... The situation's pretty calm right now. Like, I know the last couple times we've had something to go fight, it's been pretty dire that we go do it immediately. Obviously, we don't have much to go on, but I think maybe, like, you know, don't waste too much time, but maybe we could do a little bit of research before we go out this time. Do we have any, like, theories, ideas, you know? I mean, my best guess is it's something that either controls inanimate objects or something that possesses inanimate objects. So maybe we can use that thread of thinking to do some general research on, I don't know, shapeshifters or possession, you know. Just a thought.
We know witches are in the area, so could we do some research on if this is something that witches can do? Like, if this was something that a witch cursed something to possess it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a bad idea.
And Henry's gonna also, I think, he's just gonna step up and say, well, yeah, we should figure out as much as we can about this place, the paranormal, what do you call it, the museum, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it
sounds like you all have some very specific things you want to look into. Let's start with Bjorn, since he went first. Go ahead and roll me an investigate a mystery on things that have to do with animating other things. That sentence died. I'm sorry.
Things animating things.
Roll me investigate a mystery.
That is a 6.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. I rolled 2 2s and had a +2 on my new sharp.
See, the problem is lots of things do that.
Yeah.
You don't get any one specific one that you can find. Don't forget to mark experience.
I didn't. But I was actually about to comment, like, this is one of the times I actually want, like, I'm okay failing because I'm not in, like, a life or death situation.
Yeah.
And I need experience, too, so.
Yeah, this is one of those things where there are lots of creatures that do this. There are many creatures. There are artifacts that can do this kind of thing. Witches could do this kind of thing. It's just far too broad, knowing what you know.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Sammy next. You are looking for information about witches, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
An 11!
An 11!
Guys, this is my first
success. Me two questions.
This is like my first full success in so long.
It really is.
I forgot what it feels like.
Take note and light a candle every time.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe what happened here work?
Yeah, I think that is a good option. Since you're specifically asking about like witches and what their involvement could be, there is definitely a possibility that this is something to do with witches. I don't think it is in any way a necessity that this is witches specifically, but there is definitely a possibility that witches could be involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you know any more than that right now. These investigation checks that you guys are doing are before you have anything to go on.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to give you too much, but I can give you a little bit. So yeah, it's a possibility that there are witches involved. And you got one more question.
I know, but I don't know what to ask. Because my research is more like witches focused. Because I can't really ask what sort of creature is it, because my investigation is assuming that it's witches. What is being concealed here is always a safe option, but I...
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'll go with that. What is being concealed here?
There are lots of reasons to animate a fake thing. One of them could be using it as a distraction for something bigger happening. Using it... Animation is not necessarily something that's super dangerous, but it could be different. It could be something... If it's witches, they may be using it for some other reason, or if it's anything else, they could be using it for some other reason.
Yeah.
That may not be the only thing going on here, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Okay.
Henry, go ahead and make your roll about the Paranormal Museum.
I think I might want to... would I be allowed to... Like, I can't really combine net friends and investigate a mystery, can I?
I mean, you could do a net friends roll instead of investigate a mystery.
That would actually almost make more sense, wouldn't it? I mean, because like a lot of the things for investigate a mystery are monster-centric, and you're kind of focusing on the paranormal.
Yeah, design. Yeah. Yeah, I think I will go for my move versus investigate.
Okay.
I failed, and now I... Oh, yeah, I leveled up again.
Of course you did. All right, well, while I narrate what this is going to do, go ahead and tell me what your next thing you would like to take is. But you send out a blast on one of your sites, and it immediately gets deleted.
Oh.
You don't know why, you don't know from who, but your question is immediately deleted as soon as it's asked.
Interesting.
Like, that would be confirmation for him that something is really going on. The fact that he put that up and it's disappeared. Or at least that there's something there that... Something or someone there that might not want somebody else, like myself, investigating the museum itself.
Mm-hmm. You just said itself a lot.
I did. Yes, I did.
That's okay.
That's okay. I'm just teasing
no,
you.
No, I'm aware of what I said. I am. And I think I know what I'm gonna do. It's... Since I can still pull from the top list as well, I think I might take another move from my flake book.
Okay. What do you want to take?
I need to get a look at the book, actually. I need to see what I can take.
You know what would be really helpful for you right now is connect the dots.
I was just going to say you should take connect
the dots. It's the beginning of mystery move that I think would be really helpful for you guys.
I think
yes.
Going forward.
Like, from what I remember from it, I'm not reading the script in front of me right now, but what I remember from that move, I think I will take that one.
Okay, then I'll take it for you.
It says, at the beginning of each mystery, if you look for the wider pattern that current events might be a part of, roll plus sharp.
Okay, so do you want me to roll that?
And you get to ask some questions. But we'll do that, since this is not the beginning of the mystery, this one will tick next mystery.
All right, fine.
But we will do that
really?
Next time.
He's doing it right now.
We're not at the beginning of the mystery.
Right now, he's trying to connect the dots. Like, shouldn't he get to do it right now? Like, that's what he's trying to do.
I think I should, but if she really doesn't want it, then...
All right. Yeah, I guess I'll let you roll it now.
I was going to say, I can see it both ways, like him getting to use it and him not getting to use it. Like,
we're not
going to
let you be stingy on us, Susanna. We're a little bit more...
It's just, like, technically speaking, you guys already started, but I... guess it's close enough to the beginning.
How many times have we forgotten the beginning of mystery move and just done it a little bit later anyway?
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm thinking of doing it now.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll sharp then if you want to roll connect the dots.
I will.
You ain't getting nothing on the Paranormal Museum.
Okay, fine. But might get things otherwise connected, so let's try here.
Because I'm thinking, like, narratively, like, maybe this failure will help him connect the dots somehow, too, you know?
Oh, 10.
Oh, dang, you rolled a 10.
Oh, boy.
And he's back.
All
to
right,
regular.
During this mystery, you do not have to ask these questions now, and it is best that you don't. These are the following questions that you can ask me. You can ask them at any point during the mystery. Just remember that you have them and that you can ask me.
Okay.
Is this person connected to the events more than they are saying? When and where will the next critical event occur? What does the monster want from this person? Is this connected to a previous mysteries we have investigated? How does the mystery connect to the bigger picture? So at some point during the mystery, you are welcome to ask me any of those questions. I really wouldn't recommend asking them now because you don't really know any information. So keep those in mind.
Okay.
Remember that right now you have 3 holds, so note that somewhere because I'm not going to keep track of that for you.
So I can answer any 3 of I can ask any 3 of them?
You can ask, any 3 of them at some point. You can ask the same one over and over again if you have it about different questions. Like, if you have different people that you want to ask, you can ask those. You just get to ask 3 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. If you find a person you want to ask me about, go ahead.
Okay, then.
All right. So you guys learned very little. What do you want to do next?
Sammy will pass on the information that she learned, that it could be connected to witches, and it also could be a distraction to something bigger.
Bjorn's going to pass on that it's still too general at this point without any hard evidence. Like, there's too many things that could be possessing or animating objects, so we'll have to, go look into it some more.
And Henry's just going to mention that when he ran the search, nothing came up.
I think our best option at this point is to go to the museum.
I think that's definitely our best option at this point.
Okay, then let's go to the museum.
Okay.
You guys arrive in front of a large, imposing, painted black building downtown Thornvale. Sammy, this building is extremely familiar to you for one very important reason. It is right across the street from Elise's coffee shop.
Would Sammy have known this before they went down?
Yes, you would have. You would know what this building is because everyone knows what this building is. This is probably Thornvale's biggest tourist trap other than the beach.
I think probably what she did then was, like, she got, like, a hoodie and a baseball cap and some glasses and, like pulled all of her hair back, like, trying to, like, go, like, as under disguise, like, as possible, like, to make herself look different. So, like the hoodie would cover her tattoos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So even though it's, like, summer in Florida, she's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah. All right. So you guys arrive downtown. There's still kind of a lot of people milling around outside, but You notice most of them are just kind of talking about what happened, and there's very few compared to the newscast you saw earlier. There's a lot less people, but there are still a couple of people milling around talking about what happened, but you don't really notice anyone going into the museum.
And there's no, like, all the police are cleared out and everything, right? There's no, nothing like...
You do not see any police officers, no.
Okay.
Can we just walk in? Is there anything stopping
no,
us from just
nothing
walking
stopping
in? Sammy's just going to walk in then, okay. If no one says anything.
I think Henry's just going to look around a little and then follow, and then I'd like to think that both of them are just internally going, well, this isn't a novel experience. We're actually just walking in for once.
Henry, if you're looking around, go ahead and roll me sharp.
Oh, okay. 13.
Dang, woo! Okay.
Good.
With a 13... Henry, as you start to walk towards the door, you notice, sort of mingling with the crowds, a very familiar back of someone's red head.
Oh, my God.
He stayed in town?
And we're going to leave it there.
No!
Oh,
no! Man.